This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Venezuelans held competing protests Saturday, declaring their support for President Nicolas Maduro, aided by Russia and China, or self-declared interim President Juan Guaido. He's backed by the United States and about 50 other nations. Guaido's followers met near Caracas, while Maduro's supporters gathered in the center of the capital for what was billed an anti-imperialist rally. Arab leaders said Sunday they would seek a UN security resolution against the U.S. decision to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights and promise to support Palestinians in their bid for statehood. As Ed Uranian reports for VOA, there was one of many topics discussed at that meeting.
Arab leaders discussed the key topics facing the region and their own countries in the televised session of the annual summit Sunday in the Tunisian resort town of Carthage. Arab media spoke of discord over several key issues after Qatar's leader Sheikh Tamim and Jordanian King Abdullah II left the summit early.
That's VOA's Ed Uranian reporting. Comedian and political novice Volodymyr Zelensky defeated incumbent President Petro Poroshenko and Ukraine's first round of presidential elections, according to exit polls Sunday, leading the two candidates into a runoff election. Zelensky, a comedian who plays the role of the president in a television comedy series, was projected to win 30.4% of the vote, easily beating Poroshenko in power since 2014. He earned a 17.8%, according to the Central Election Commissioner's report. If no candidate wins more than half of the votes, the election will be processed and proceed to runoff April 21st. This is VOA News. Voters who were not given the chance to take part in Congo's presidential election because of Ebola epidemics and violence can cast ballots on Sunday amid continuing resentment. Residents in eastern Congo cities of Beni and Butembo will not be included in the January presidential vote, or were not. At the time, government officials said that the decision was made because of Ebola, although the current outbreak remains with the threat, with the number of cases still increasing this past week alone. U.S. President Trump is now moving to cut aid to a trio of Central American nations whose citizens have been fleeing north into the United States. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The State Department has told Congress it's looking to suspend aid payments to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells ABC's This Week,
meaning that the Northern Triangle countries to do more about not allowing their people into Mexico. They can help us. We need them to do that. If not, it makes very little sense for us to continue to send them aid.
But Senator Dick Durbin tells NBC's Meet the Press the U.S. should be focused on helping Central America.
Where three countries are dissembling before our eyes and people are desperately coming to the United States. The president's cutting off aid to these countries will not solve that problem.
And the president is again threatening to close the border with Mexico, despite warnings that could create economic havoc on both sides. Ben Thomas, Washington.
VOA's Turkish and Kurdish services contribute to a report that tells us that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party suffered heavy losses in Sunday's local elections, losing critical sites and cities across the country, while the main opposition party is on the course to win the capital, Ankara. In Istanbul, election results remained too close to call with opposition claims of voter manipulation. Erdogan, speaking to Istanbul for reporters, acknowledged his Justice and Development Party had suffered setbacks and vowed to learn lessons from that particular poll. Pope Francis on Sunday defended his decision to refuse to accept the resignation earlier this month of French Cardinal Philippe Bouvard, who was convicted of failing to report sexual abuse allegations to police. Francis, who spoke with reporters on his return from a two-day trip to Morocco, said a final decision would not be made until Barbarin's appeal process had been completed. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.